Dear brothers and sisters, the subject before us today is way to love. There are hundreds of books have been written on love. But actually what love is not been described. Do you know what love is? Can you express in words? No?
In the heart, it can be
a radical. Can be described in words, I mean. The subject is very delicate. Even then everybody knows what love is. It cannot be expressed in words. So as the scriptures say, love is innate in our souls. Because God is love, and we are of the same essence as that of God. So naturally, we are a drop of the ocean of all love, and it is innate in our own soul, and the faith enough it is that the way back to God is also love. Whatever we do, any worship or anything, a remembrance of God, what is the purpose that is behind? We should develop love for God. Love is something grabbing of the heart. It is, can be come from where? It is first He who loves us. Our love is only reciprocal. Child is born. Mother loves his child. Carries in her, isn't it? And then the child begins to love mother. Is it not so? So until whom we love, he does not love us. How can you love him? So that's why I submitted that it is a very delicate subject. Though everybody knows, feels, in that for someone here or hereafter, you see, whom he has seen or whom he has not seen, in both cases, he feels, but he cannot describe. So all masters who came in the past, who have come so far, they bring the religion of love. They don't bring any new religion. They come to give love to the world, I say now. Because God is manifesting them. In us also God is there, but not manifested yet. That power is the controlling power within us. So, the masters, they are wordless, word made sense. So they are overflowing with the love of God, and wherever they go, they radiate love. Guide us to the head of Christ, which is He who loves us. Our love is only the people. So all masters who have been coming so far have first thing they say there is God, and next step they say that God is love. We want to meet God. What is the way back to God? Which is through love. All practices, all other outer performances, penances, sweet memories, etc., all are done with a view to develop love for Him. So two things are there. one who comes, he gives us love, and we also reciprocate. So master come, they give us love. They radiate with love, they are overflowing with love, and always advise that love is within you. You can have infection of love from one who is overflowing with love. So what is the way back to love? That's how to have it. That's the point of teaching. Guru Amar Das tells us, in man body alone we can know God and also love God. How can we love God when we have not seen Him? When I have seen somebody, enjoyed His presence, enjoyed His company, only then love it comes up within us. It is there, it is a good boost. Yes. And what they do, they give love by radiation. So Guru Amar Das tells us that if, as you got the man body and you have not got love for God, then it is, you are not derived the full benefit of the man body. It cannot be, you see, had from the shops outside, it cannot be grown in fields. It is within you, of course, but it is got boost by someone who is overflowing with love. What they say, as I told you, they are world made flesh. They are God in man, and man in God. So they are love personified, and they radiate love. Their words are charged with love. So they say, you see, Christ said, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And what else he says? God lies in every heart. We are of the same essence as that of God, both. So if we love God, naturally we should also love our neighbor all around us. Love to whom? To God, in man, and in all creation. Love man. Animals are also, birds are also there, reptiles are also there, the younger members of the family of God. They are all our neighbors, isn't it? So he said, you love everyone, in God's life. So this is almost all Kabir says the same thing. Whenever they come, they bring the same message. He says, address it to mind, oh mind, love thy God. Don't miss it, but don't forget it. It is the time of man body that you have got, you see. The main thing is to love God. And this is the golden opportunity which we have got already. If it passes away, then God knows when we will get again this man body and love God, you see. The time is flying, Commissioner says. Don't be led away by the outer enjoyment and possession. So it is love only, you see, which is, should have been contacted with all love within us. It is contacted with the all world around us. We are, God resides in every one of us, but how many we who are residing in God? That He can reside only when we love him. Oh, whether, just see whether you are developing love for God or for the world. This is the point to be seen. Better. If you are developing love for God, what would be the result? Man goes where he is attached. If we are developing love for the world, love to him, then he will go where? He will come again and again and again. So it is only direction of the love that we have to see. If you can dwell in man body, if you get love for God, then solid. If not, so God gave us the man body, the highest down creation, whom the angels also go down. So it's considered to the head of all other family members of God. So whenever they come, they say, well, Guruji says, oh my body, these people address to tell us, show us what we should do. Addressing, he says, oh my body, what have you been doing ever since you got this man body? This is the high time to love God. You, what have you been doing? Have you been doing love for God or for the world? He addressed his eyes. He says, oh eyes, what have you been doing ever since you got this, the gift of the power of sight? So God will give us that sight to our eyes. Then just look to no one except God. If you look to anybody else, look the God in them. There is God's light in them. They are the children of light, children of God. So they say, God is light. And within us too. I have given to you the sight power of our mirror was given to you to see God everywhere, outside and inside. He says, lights in you in the form of light. And outside also it is all manifestation of God who is love. And also, he is acting everybody, man, animal, bird. Again, they address it to his ear. God has given the power of audition over ears. Hear nothing else but the divine truth, music which is reverberating in all creation, not the outer sound. So the blessing itself, one way or the other, to tell us what should we do. Man body was given to us what for? The highest aim is to know God. Have you known God? Have you got love for God? If you have got love for God, have you made any preparation to heaven? What preparation have you done? So Guru Amar Das says, thousands of woe be to you, O man, if you have not, you are not developing love for God. Thousands, not one. Instead, you are developing love for the world, so much so that you are forgetting God altogether. You should have done something, the love of God, you should have forgotten all world. We have done quite a diametrically opposite. In the love of the world, we have forgotten God. This is the angle of the universal master always present before us. Just have contact. What is the way to love them? He says, just have contact with the overflowing master who is overflowing with the love of God, and there is no other way. It is not grown in fields, it is not sold at the shops, it is within you, but it will be overflown, boosted, if you come in contact with somebody who is orphan in life. That is why it is said, if you spend an hour with the Master, the effect that you have is more than even if you have put in 100 years some fantasy you could not have. You go to some who sells perfumes, you go to him, if he does not give you anything, you get perfume all free, is it not? By radiation. And if you give one bottle of perfume, then sense love. That is, it gives you a contact within you with all love. It is something like that. It is something where you put flowers in a room. The whole room is perfumed, is it not? If you enter the room, you will have smell, perfume. So, to develop love, the way to love, to develop love is the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who can be? You know, God in many ways. God. We have got also love in it, in our soul. Because we are of the same essence as that of God. But that can be given a boosted way up by some. In the company of somebody who radiates love. And when you go to him, you have the perfume all free, and you can see a little bottle also to enjoy whenever you go, and that what is that? That initiation gives some contact with the world within you. You enjoy whenever you like. So all masters, one and all, you will find the same sense. Sense Guru, Gobind Singh Sahib. He addresses to all people, look here, all men are alike. The same God whom we worship is called by different names in different languages. And what he said, he addresses to all communities, he says, hear ye all, I tell you the truth, what? That love is the way back to God. Where from you can get love, you got in it, but later, not dwell. So the only source, way in which you can dwell your love, have a boost in the company of the saints, who are overflowing with love. Real. Only by attendance in the personal aura, or the field of action, or the radiation, you will get free, you will sit quiet, mute, dumb, or receptive. So sometimes silence gives out what you said, something to free up by radiation. This is what is said. One third of the teachings of the Master is given by word of mouth, and two thirds by radiation. To go a Master is an order, you understand one third what he says, but if you dwell receptivity, then you will have two thirds more, which are now we are deprived of if you have got no love or devotion for the Master. So love beautifies everything. Further, what they say? The same thing as Christ said, love thy neighbor as thyself. God resides in every heart. The soul residing in all other bodies also in the same essence as that of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. So, and the Guru also says, look here, God resides in all of you, in all the world. Don't torment them, because it is God's, and God resides in there. If you do what will happen, you won't suffer. You are tormenting him, he will be punished. So all Master and Parasite by love serve one another. The servant is all right, but by love. Love knows no return, my dear. Love knows giving and giving and giving. Kabir says, the word they in Punjabi, it means to give. And also it means this man body. He says, so long as you are in the man body, give, give and give. If you give, the more you give, the more you have. They had sent one who served with Solomon, love God, really love God. And this is what I say, what you find in scriptures also, if you, whom you see, you do not love, how can you, whom you do not see can love him? You see, you love God, you are not in God, but in whom he desires in every heart, you don't hate them, then how can you say you love God? So love knows giving, you see. And who is the best? What is the best player? Samuel Taylor tells us he prays best who loveth best. Pray without love, what is all that, you see? It's all bad. The words are all bad. If they are drenched with the water of love, then that will radiate it to God, to all creation. Saint John, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Very clear word. For God is love. So God is saying, always think of him, speak of him. Here is his wife in every heart, reverberating in all every heart. The divine music can be absorbed in it. Such a man radiates love. Unknowingly. And the other, diametrically opposite, what we are doing, we are developing love for the world, for the attachments. Result is yours. We do have, we enjoy the worldly ways too. You know, when our soul has in it, love is in it, in the, our soul. When we are attached with somebody, some, maybe anything, man or something, so long as we are attached with that thing, we identify ourselves with that, our love is within us, you feel love for him? So, all masters tell us, if you love God, don't torment him. The saint called by name, Farid, he says, if you want to meet God, don't torment anyone, heart of anyone. Not in word, but in deed. The thoughts are very, deed also, in thought also. Thoughts are very potent. If you think of evil of anybody, that will radiate it, the very thought will evoke in him. And you have love for somebody, he need not speak to you, feel radiation. Never die him. Don't do it. Why the people, you see, are drawn to the Master? Because Master loves them. It is first he who loves us. Mother loves the child first, is it not? So you see, we are the members. take the example of man body. So many limbs are there. Arm, feet, everything. If any arm or any limb is aching, other arms cannot be at rest. They are also painful. They are restless. And until the other limb which is aching is cured, is it not? So we are all limbs of God, you see? Limbs of God in man too. If one man is suffering, the other must suffer. He cannot be at rest, cannot be at peace. So this is the point which is placed before us by masters who have come. How can we dwell? What love gives us? Love knows the service and sacrifice. If need be, man is one as I submitted, I think yesterday, day before, is one who is of use to others. If we love God, naturally God resides in every other heart, in all the animals and everybody must have done for that. Other man is no man. Otherwise it is like animal who loves the children and himself. So we are the conscious entity. All is our evolution of all consciousness or of all love. So we have, everybody wants to love somebody and to be loved by somebody. So what is the best way in the world to love? We love others. The result is, he gives love in return. Sometimes we are losers, sometimes gainers. So Kabir says, if you love, have a game with God, the game of love with God, how will it stand? You won him, he's yours, and you are defeated, you are him. In both ways, you are gainer. Isn't that? So strife, love with God are the God in man. God we do not see, but God in man we do see. Once it so happened in the sun, some man stood up. He said, he was devotee of the master, he said, you want to see God? He stood up. I'll show each one of you. He says, they are wondering what is it? Here stand. He happened to the master sitting here. Hello, our master. So though you have dwelt love in them by Nandalal, a very fond lover of the Guru. The one poem of Havel, he says, if you want to meet God, what you should do, go to the, leave all arts and home and go to the wilderness. There, remember His love. In return, what I Nandalal said, look here, oh, Apil, where are you going? Here the God standing. Where will you go? So if you take the God with you, all is with you, who desires in your heart, in you when you initiate, why not love is there? So love knows service and sacrifice. This is what I mean to say. Masters come here to join all in the silken bonds of love. Guru Anjan, you will find what he did. He compiled as many things on the masters as he could lay hands on in one book, which is a scripture called Guru Granth Sahib.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The talk you just heard was recorded in Chicago on October 28th 1972. Our reader this morning is Tanya Franklin. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, David. Thank you. I will begin with an invocation to our precious, adorable Lord and Savior, Sant Kirpal Singh Ji Maharaj. In one voice, we sing our praises of gratitude for your everlasting love and divine guidance as we send our heartfelt prayers to you. Our Lord, there is no refuge but thy blessed feet. Please let our reigning principle be only thee. My reading will be from Master's book, The Way of the Saints, titled Simran, The Sweet Remembrance of God, and it starts in his book on page 95. And it starts with, Dear brothers and sisters, Mr. Khanna has asked me to give some message on my birth anniversary. The day of my physical birth fell on the 6th of February, 1894. The true date of my birth is the day when I sat physically at the holy feet of my master, Sawan Singh, in February 1924. Still, the truer date is when I was reborn anew into the beyond and met my master in all his glory in 1917. That is 7 years before my meeting with him physically. I respect all holy scriptures of all the saints who came in the past, as they all were given by inspiration of God. I had the good fortune to sit at the feet of my master. That which I have received of my master is what I deliver unto you. I find it parallel with what all the past saints have said. The difference is in the language or the way of expression, but the subject matter is the same. They all talk how to liberate our souls from mind and matter and know ourselves and know God. At the time of initiation, the Satguru resides with the devotee. He is with you always, even unto the end of the world, and will be extending all feasible help. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whosoever's mind is stayed on him with full faith, he will keep him in perfect peace. There is hope for everybody. Master Power comes into the world to save sinners and to put them on the way back to God. It is for you to remain devoted to him and keep his commandments. The rest is for him to do. God is love. You are also love, and love is the potent factor in meeting God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. I wish you to be the doers of the word and not hearers only, for an ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theories. Reformers are badly needed, not of others, but of themselves. You shall have Godheads. You shall have Godhead as salary. I wish you all Godspeed in your efforts to tread the way back to God, which lies within you. My love and best wishes are always with you and will remain with you. The mystery of life is solved in the company of those who have solved that for themselves. How to find such a man? One who has solved this mystery can find help in finding the same truth. Someone questioned Guru Nanak as to how one could find a true and real guru and by what signs. He could be recognized, but Guru Nanak replied, "The human body is a temple of God, and it is by turning within that we meet God. There is a way from this house to the body to another house within, the Nigar or Sachkhand, which is the real house. And here the soul finds everlasting peace. The human body is just a rented house given to us temporarily, that is, allotted span of life, until, in the meanwhile, the soul is wise enough to gain access to her permanent abode of everlasting bliss. Now, the real and true master is one who can show us the way out of the kingdom of God within this body and can lead the soul from stage to stage until the kingdom is gained and the soul comes into her own. The human body, like any other physical thing, is subject to decay and disintegration. Even this world suffers dissolution, but Sachkhand, or the kingdom of God alone, is indestructible and eternal. The process of dissolution works up to the realm of Triloki, or three worlds, physical, astral, and causal planes, and that of grand dissolution is up to the subtlest of the causal planes, but it cannot reach Sachkhand or Sat Lak or Mugam Ehag, as the Mohammedans call it, New Jerusalem of the Christians, for it is the veritable kingdom of God as spoken of by Christ. The saints have therefore set Sachkhand as their goal, which is beyond the ken of dissolution and grand dissolution. Next, the Satguru, or the true master, points out the way to the kingdom of God. He tells us that the divine music comprised of five strains or melodies is always going on in the body. This continuous symphony is the connecting link between the creation and the Creator. It is the ladder which the soul has to climb step by step in its onward journey to the kingdom of God. This music is most melodious, the like of which cannot be found on earth. It has immense attraction and an irresistible appeal. The different melodies begin from Sahans Dal Kanwal, the region of the thousand-petaled lotus, and reach as far as Sachkhand. The master soul gives a contact to the human soul at the lowest end of the musical notes. Besides some experience of the withdrawal of the sensory current from the body, both of which have to be developed by daily practice. The Satguru comes into the world with the treasure of Nam. The Muslims call it Nada-e-Azmani, heavenly music, and the Christians describe it as word. The treasure of Nam is not the inheritance of this or that particular nation or community, nor of any particular country, nor of any religion, caste, or creed. Again, this treasure is freely distributed by a master soul to all, irrespective of any of the above considerations. An aspirant may be a Brahmin or Kshatriya, a Hindu or a Muslim or anything else, for that is not of any consequence. Each of us can learn the art of life and the science of spirituality so as to find a way out to the kingdom of God, which is the common heritage of all and the summum bonum of life. Again, a master soul may come into the world in any garb he may choose. It is of no consequence to the aspirants for spirituality. Any such considerations will surely be a hindrance or a positive disadvantage. Our only connection with the master soul is purely of a spiritual nature and not a temporal one. Sant Kabir, though a Muslim weaver, had among his followers Rajput chieftains like Bin Singh and Bagal Singh. Similarly, Saint Ravindas, cobbler by profession, had Mirabai, a Rajput princess, and Rajapipa in his sacred fold. All that we have to ascertain is that the master is Shabd Sinai, he who loves the word and the word personified, and can give us first-hand experience of the Shabd, or the sound principle, to start with. If he satisfies these conditions, we should have no scruples on any ground whatsoever in accepting him and learning from him the science of spirituality. The microcosm is in the microcosm. The human body is the prototype of the universe and much more than that. In it, there are millions of solar systems with their suns, moons, and earths revolving in and out. The sweetest of the sweet music is also going on in it, emanating from the true throne of the true King, God. A Muslim divine also says in this respect, when I heard the bewitching strains of that celestial song, Kaaba, the holiest of the holy places of Muslim worship, and the temple of the idol worshippers, both appeared to be bad caricatures before the divine intoxication it gave. Maulana Rumi says, the saints are the true devotees of God, always listening to the divine music within. That infuses life into the lovers of God. Shams Tabriz, another Muslim saint, also speaks of it. Every moment, a strange type of call is coming from the heaven. I hear that voice and nothing else. Blessed indeed are they who hear this call. This song is unique in character. No language can describe it, neither Turkish, nor Arabic, nor Persian, nor any other. It is, in fact, an unspoken language and an unwritten law unto itself. The Prophet Muhammad once declared that he listened to the voice of God just as he listened to any other voice. But when questioned as to why it could not be heard by others, he said, you cannot hear this voice as your ears have been sealed up. Hi to some master soul with a prayer for breaking of the seal, and then listen attentively in the silence of your heart. Mrs. Annie Besant, the great theosophist, calls it the voice of the silence, and says that the silence becomes vocal when the mind is at perfect rest. The kingdom of God is within you, says Christ. The trouble is that we search for it without and find it not. Man, in his search for God, has not spared any effort. He has looked for him in the sacred rivers like Ganges, etc., in the snow-capped mountains of Barindrith, Kailash, Amarnath, etc., in the deep recesses of the forests, and in the sacred places of all antiquity, but with no success. As the way out to God lies within, you will have to find a master who knows the way and would be a guide unto you until the goal is reached. This work only a true master can do, and no one else can do it. Now the question comes, where can this divine music be contacted? To this, the master replies, this divine music is going on in Sushumna, a central chord between Ida and Pingali, the two chords on either side, which running through the spine and passing through the center of and between the two eyebrows, reaches directly as far as Sachkhand or Sawag, as named by the Muslims. It can be experienced by the soul in her deepest depths when layer by layer the various sheaths or coverings, physical or gross, mental or subtle, and causal, are shaken off from the soul in her onward journey to the various lokas or regions. The sun, the moon, the stars, spirits, etc. At each stage, the music becomes more enrapturing than before, until in Par Brahm, beyond the three lokas, the soul becomes self-illuminated in her pristine glory. Then the music, too, becomes exceedingly charming, in full swell with unending continuity. This is the abjapta jap going on at all times in an unspoken language. As the soul hears it, she gets magnetized, with the result that the mind with its outgoing faculties is paralyzed for want of the inspiration it is used to drawing from the spirit, and gradually it loses its hold on her. The high-born maiden, being a drop of the ocean of Satnam, is freed from its clutches and now moves on unhampered. It is, of course, impossible to describe the sublime symphonies in so many words, as they are past description for want of adequate expression. At present, every soul has, on account of constant association with mind, acquired a tendency to flow downward and outward through the outgoing faculties. It is because of this that she cannot reach the sound current, the elixir of life within. A cup turned upside down may for ages remain in the rain, but not a drop will fall into it. But if it is turned upright, it will get filled up in one or two showers. Exactly, it is the case with the soul. As soon as the master soul gives her a contact with the life-giving sound current by turning it aright through the withdrawal of the sensory current, the lotus-like cup of the spirit gets more and more water of immortality until she gets drenched through and through and is saved forever. Mind, you know, is ever after pleasures of one kind or another, but the pleasures of this world are all transitory and have always some sting at the bottom. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught, says an English poet. This renegade of the mind can only be subdued if some internal pleasure of rapturous strains of the divine music, the word, is given to it in lieu of the external one. When mind tastes the sweet elixir, it is diverted from the worldly enjoyments and is subdued. The soul becomes free. This is the only remedy by which the sages control the mind. It held good in all ages, the golden, the silver, and the copper, and holds good even today in Kali Yuga, or the Iron Age. The Sat is eternal. It was in the beginning, it was in the middle, and it shall ever remain until eternity. The divine music of Sat is then the sovereign remedy for stilling the mind. In due course of time, by regular practice, the soul becomes fully absorbed into the elixir of Nam, and the mind is rendered absolutely ineffectual. As said above, the sound current begins from Turiya Pad, when the sensory current, having withdrawn from the body, the soul enters into the beyond. The five strains in Saritin follow one another from one spiritual plane to another until Sach Khand is reached. One has to take hold of each of these strains or melodies for traversing from stage to stage until the final stage is attained. It is only here that salvation of the soul is assured, and the cycle of births and deaths ends. This is the grand purpose of life, which one fulfills through the grace of the Master Soul. The Master Saint, Shamas Habrez, says, "The great God has turned us out and closed strongly the door behind the eyes. He himself comes to us in the garb of a man to take us back into his fold. The method by which he lets us in again is explained further. First, one has to withdraw into the silence of the soul before he begins to hear the five strains of music. The sensory current is to be withdrawn at the seat of the soul behind the eyebrows. The journey onward begins from this stage, the seventh, in the order from below. When the soul rises above the six chakras or ganglions in the pen or physical body and starts toward Sahasdan Kanwal, the thousand-petaled lotus. The seventh stage she catches the first of the five strains of the divine music and proceeds further. There is no nam in the lower six chakras. These, in fact, are the grave from which we have to rise above and come to the point from where the grand trunk road of spirituality begins. Another saint says, at the seventh stage, you begin to hear the five strains of the divine music when you remove the tent of the soul from the graveyard of the body, comprising the six lower chakras. From here, heavenly music takes charge of the soul and pulls it up from stage to stage until the final consummation with Sat Purush or Sat Nam takes place. Almost all the saints have given the same qualifications of a true master. Guru Arjan says, except that man as a guru can give you an experience of the truth, the Nam, that is indescribable, no doubt, but we must have some contact thereof. In short, whoever can tune us into the Shabd, the divine music. Kabir also speaks in the same terms. We have so many sadhas, the great ones, as I have respect for all of them, but the one who is one with the word that can give us a contact with that, he overtops all, and I have the greatest regard for him. Swami Shiv Dayal Singh Ji also speaks in the same way. Guru is he who has love of Shabd and practices no other methods except that. Whoever practices Shabd is the perfect guru. You sit at his feet, who will give you a contact with it. He who is word personified, who was word made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and can give us a contact with that, is held in high esteem by all saints. The Holy Scriptures all speak in volumes of their greatness. It is through the grace of God alone that a jiva, embodied soul, comes across such a master soul, our guide, who is well versed in the science of Surat Shabd Yoga. The master, in extreme compassion, takes him into his fold and links him up with the sound current and thereby puts him on the path of final liberation. Guru Nanak says that he is an admirer of the man who reaches his true home in this way. The course of Surat Shabd Yoga, as described by Guru Nanak, is the most natural one, and it can be practiced by man or woman, young or old alike. Even a child can practice it with ease. It is designed by God Himself and not by any human agency, and therefore it admits of no addition, alteration, or modification. It is God's law that nobody can reach Him except through a master soul, and this is what is given out almost all the saints who come so far. The master teaches us how to withdraw from the body and contact the sound current, the word within. There are so many ways to withdraw from the body, but the one devised by the saints is the most natural and quickest, and that is achieved through Simran, or repetition of the names of God. So I would like to just give in detail something about this subject which is very important and is the first step toward going up. As far as the word or nam is concerned, I have already given a talk separately. I will now speak on Simran, remembrance. Everyone in the world is doing Simran of one kind or another. In fact, none can do without it. A housewife, for instance, is thinking all the while of the kitchen requirements like flour, pulses, spices, and pepper. Least any of these things run short. She is thinking of recipes for new dishes and delicacies. Similarly, a farmer is always thinking of plowing the land and furrowing the field, sowing the seeds and harvesting and the like, besides his cattle and fodder. A shopkeeper is preoccupied with his stock and trade and keenly alive to rise and fall in the prices of commodities that he deals in and how he can make huge profits in his business. And a schoolmaster likewise dreams of his school, classes, pupils, etc., and all of which the attention is closely riveted. Again, a contractor is engrossed in problems of labor, material, various building processes. Thus, every one of us is constantly dwelling on one thing or another. This close association leaves an imprint in the human mind which in the course of time becomes indelible enough and leads to complete identification of the subject with the object. And hence, it is said, as you think, you so become. Or, where the mind is, there you are also, no matter where the physical self is. This being the case, saints take hold of a person from the line of least resistance. As no one can do without Simran, the saints try to set one type of Simran for another type. They substitute for Simran of the world and worldly relations and objects, a Simran of God's name or word. And as the former leads to distraction of the mind, the latter pulls heavenward, leading to peace of mind and liberation of the soul. 3 to 4 hours in a day has been enjoined as the minimum for Simran, and it may be gradually increased. The Mahatmas are never without Simran, even for a single moment, as it is altogether a mental process, for it is to be done by the tongue of thought. No amount of physical and manual labor can interfere with it. In the course of time, like the tick of a clock, it becomes automatic and ceaseless for all 24 hours. While the hands are engaged in work, the mind rests in the Lord. That will be the end of my reading for this particular reading. I will assume where I have left off at my next reading. So, I now would like to give a benediction that we send our Lord and Master our love and devotion with overflowing joy we have in his holy shop. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Tanya, for reading for us. Could you tell us again what you were reading?
Reading from Master's book, The Way of the Saints, and it's on Simran, starting at page 95.
Thank you. We had 79 callers at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for providing this for us. Now, please hang up your phones.